The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's funny, man. If you look on social media, it's all just Jaden Daniels is that dude. Peter Schrager.
I was told that by a lot of fans from other teams. I'm telling you, bro. People are learning.
Peter Schrager just said, Jaden Daniels went into superhero mode when the game mattered most. That last drive was a statement for the rest of the league to see. I agree with that. And, you know, I think Orlovsky is at his best when he's doing film study. And I think this will translate, even though it's video, but this is Orlovsky talking about the touchdown throw early on, the first touchdown that the Washington desperately needed when Jaden Daniels found Terry McLaurin for six.
I mean, this is just two elite, elite players making elite plays. I could break down the whole game. It's so good. It's so good by Daniels. Empty set, no huddle. Okay, you get four at the line of scrimmage. One, two, three, four. You send your protection to the right because this guy looks like he could drop down and he can go back to the middle of the field. So if he blitzes, you want to be protected. This is actually a pretty good disguise. Okay? That means that when this guy triggers, your left tackle's got to squeeze down. Number one, this is also a benefit to a chip sometimes. Ertz, just a little bit of a bluff chip, slows him down for just enough time. Jaden knows he's got to get the ball out. Okay, number two, let's focus on McLaurin's route. Okay, look where Terry starts. He's about a yard or two outside the numbers. He's going to seam down inside to basically top of the numbers, just near the top of the numbers. Now, so often when receivers seam down like this, defensive backs are thinking, well, they're seaming down away from the sideline to create room to the sideline. So is he going outbreaker? You know, that is the stem of the route. So he's stemmed down, seams down. So at that point, you're like, man, I'm sure Quinion's thinking, am I going to sit on this? It's third down. We got pressure coming. Can I sit on it and break on the outbreaker? Okay. That is an outstanding route by McLaurin. And look at when he gets, look at his eyes. Look where his eyes go. His eyes are up here trying to find that ball. Look at the track ability. Glory to God in the highest, man. Okay, last part is Jaden. Dude, this is so good. Look at his eyes. Catch a snap. Look, he catches a snap, twirls the ball, gets a grip. Eyes are here. One, two, three, hitch, and just get absolutely sawed in half. Dude, look at where the ball is. The ball's gone. He's 4 yards behind the receiver. And it's absolutely perfect, dude. Look at this. Look at this. Look at his eyes. One, two, three. Guys, look at that throw, man.
That was perfect.
I mean, what are we talking about? What are we talking about?
I'm
going to tell you, when he let that ball go and you saw Terry, I was like, at first it looked like it was drifting a little bit, but that thing fell perfectly in the right in the right position. And Terry being a professor, he still going to drag that last toe to make sure you knew it was in there.
Totally. It was
Yeah.
I mean, and forgive me, that was the second touchdown, but it was just so fantastic. I thought folks would enjoy that.
Yeah.
Let's go. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Brian in DC. What up, B?
What's going on, boss?
What's up, man?
I got a real simple for you, B-Mitch. I'm going to give it 50-50. And the reason why I say this is because, think about it. When do we not give credit to knocking the quarterback out of the game? Once we knocked him out of the game, it was supposed to be the way it was. So I'm giving 50 to the defense, and I'm giving 50 to the offense. Because both sides did exactly what you were supposed to do.
When but you know, you kind of upset me, though, man. You forgot about special teams totally, man. Luke kept giving us great field position, man.
And that was wonderful. And I didn't forget that. He's part of that 50% of the offense. When I say I'm splitting it down the middle, as any offensive player, including special teams, because that was a wonderful way. I didn't even know he had 180-something yards. That was unbelievable. I kept seeing him get past the 30, but I didn't know it was that serious.
Yep.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
all right, baby.
You calling,
appreciate
man.
You, man.
Let's go to Russ is in Charlestown. Russ, what's your credit pie look like?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm going to go 50-50 as well, and except I'm going to include B. Mitch's special teams in the other 50-50 with the defense. But I tell you what, I think yesterday was one of the best games, I think, in 25 years, fellas. I could be wrong. And the way we've made adjustments to stop the run, and then, of course, Jaden just outstanding. So And now, too, we talk about adjustments now. All these playoff teams, they're going to be coming after us now, you know. They're going to be coming after Jaden, you know. And I hope we get Philly again and whip their ass with the number one quarterback.
I like it. Great call, Russ. Thank you, buddy. I hope we whip their ass with the number one quarterback. Our guy Drew calling from the Eastern Shore. What up, Drew? How are you, buddy?
Hey, JP and B-Mitch. I'm feeling great today, obviously. What a win. But I'll give you my credit pie. I got 50% for JD. He's awesome. And I also got 25% for Terry and OZ and Jameson, 5% each for each of their 5 touchdown catches. And then we got 5% for Luvu. Like I said, knocking the quarterback out is a big deal. And 5% for Luke for his kick returns. And 10% for the coaching changes that were made and the rest of the team for hanging tough. And I'm going to get, you know, I thought Jaws said it good. There's an energy around this team, and yes. I got 5%, you know, for that energy. And specifically this weekend, 5% goes to the Senators who are in the Capitol at 1:20 a.m. on Saturday and pass that RFK bill back to D.C. As soon as I heard about that, I knew we were winning that game. I had no doubt. Even that last drive, it was clear we were going to go march down the field and win. So just a great weekend.
Love it, Drew. Thanks, buddy. Drew, have a happy holidays, bud.
Yeah, happy holidays.
So it's funny, he says the Senators. So I got to talk to Maryland Governor Wes Moore yesterday, who's obviously a friend of the program.
Yeah.
But he also had Maryland Senator Ben Cardin with him. And I got to speak with him for a few minutes. And we haven't really had time to talk about that, B.
Mm-hmm.
But what did you make of the last minute, they got it done, man. They got RFK
done. I told you before. I told you I still felt like it was going to get done that day.
You did.
Listen, man, when you get people of this level of income wanting to go to a certain place, they walk the halls, Josh, Roger Goodell and all them, you kind of figured things were going to happen, you know? And when it came out, they took the bill out. It's coming back, though. And I'm gonna take one more step. Everyone talking about how hard it's gonna be. Bull crap. If those 100 out of 100 voted yay, they also probably put a stipulation that this is what we're doing it for. And nation's capital, we talked about, you talking about all these great cities having stadiums, great stadiums and things like that. They want that because we can also attract a lot of different things there. So, get ready for the stadium. Get ready for waterfront properties. You're going to be at a restaurant looking over the water and things like that. People be pulling up, docking their boats there. Get ready for it.
Totally agree with you, man. I think it's an incredibly exciting time to be a fan. Landfill had this text the other day. Snyder roughly owned the team for 25 years. In that time, he couldn't find a quarterback. And nobody would take his call about RFK Stadium. These dudes, Josh Harris, Mitch Rales, Mark Eyne, Magic, David Blitzer, these dudes have owned the team 2 years, a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
And they're probably going to get RFK, and they found a quarterback. Like, the world is a pendulum, and it swings, and then it swings back, man. Welcome to the swing back. No pause, Jeff. Take it easy.
But the thing about it is this, man. You have people. So I'm going to give you my credit pie. I'm going 50% the HOG, okay? I'm going to go 25% Adam Peters. Because what the HOG did was they stepped in and people wanted to talk to him now. Wanted to take, like you say, take pictures with people. They wanted to take pictures with them. They hired Adam Peters, the top guy out there as a GM. And then he went out and got Dan Quinn, a guy who seems to be a leader and motivator. Everything else came because of those. So I'm going to give all my credit pie to the front office and the ownership. Because everybody else going to give it to the players. Those players aren't here without those guys doing what they did.
I understand and support where your list is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to include Jaden.
Who got Jaden?
I hear it. You're
Adam Peters went for Jaden.
You're going chicken or egg on it. I get it. Yeah. I get it.
So, listen. If they were the ones that went and got Jaden, hey, he's included. Because I think if we probably go a different direction, they might have gotten somebody else.
Bro, what I said throughout the offseason was what you want above anything is organizational alignment, right?
Yes.
Owner, GM, head coach, quarterback. All in complete understanding of where this thing's going, and they have that. And then when you hit on the quarterback, holy moly, that changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
I will give my credit by.
So you want me to go 15%?
No, you do.
I go 15%.
I like yours.
Dan Quinn, 10% Jaden. No. Yeah, 10% Jaden, and then I'm gonna come back and throw the 5% Jaden and 5% Louisville. Since I add the players in there.
B, it's your list. I'm good with it.
Yeah, to hell with it. 100% to the alumni because y'all been knocking us for everything else. 100% credit pie to the alumni.
Yo, Mark Rippon had that place jumping
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
My guy Lawrence is in D.C. Larry, who you like? What's the credit pie look like?
Here we go. What's happening, Jay? What's happening, B?
What's up, man?
Like I told you on Thursday, man, don't dismiss us, man. We had a chance of winning that game, man. But listen. 50% goes to JD5. I mean, that speaks for itself. 20%, I want to say Lovu. He's a game changer, man. Of the 20%, I'm going to go to the receiving core. Going to Terry, going to Jameson, going to Luke. How about Luke, man? And 10%, I'm going to give it to y'all. 106.7. Because that was a big win for us with RFK, man. And I really truly believe that there were some people that were listening to this radio show that got this done, man. So credit out to y'all, and Merry Christmas.
Appreciate
that, Lawrence. Thank you, buddy. Merry Christmas. I will say I had some people reach out to me after the news, the final news came through, and they did say they appreciated our passion.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that made a difference or not, you never know, but I also don't care.
And like,
I'm not looking
take
for...
Take that victory lap and stop sitting up there trying to specialize there. Yeah, we had everything to do with it.
Our guy, Rusty, is in Delaware. Rusty, what up, man? What's your credit pie look like?
Fellas, how are you today? Happy Victory Monday.
You too, man.
This call was actually supposed to be Jackson and I, but when I say that he just walked out the door to go to the movies with his grandfather,
Sorry, what's he going to see?
Yeah, they're going to see Mufasa.
Okay.
Mufasa. Sweet.
Yeah. But my credit pie is 100% to Jaden Daniels. I mean, put the whole team on his back. The last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter, unbelievable. And just listening to you guys talk about that pass to Terry, that was in the opposite end zone from where we sit. And watching that ball in the air just felt like it was up there for 20 seconds.
It did. And it felt like it was just floating, dude.
It came down in the most perfect spot. But if it's okay, I'd like to share Jackson's credit pie.
Fire away.
All right.
So, and I was also going to introduce him as the Henlopen Conference Rookie of the Year, but, you know, he didn't get that. He's not here.
All right.
But anyway, so his credit pie, he's got it written down here, 55% to Jaden Daniels and 45% to a great head coach, Dan Quinn.
All right.
There you have it.
He's a coachable young man.
Thank you, buddy.
What's up, Dad?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas in Delaware, all right?
You know what, man? I should get the credit pie.
Your credit pie has changed.
I'm getting all kind of pie because, like, I said I'll wear a tutu, so they trying to make me wear a tutu. That's the reason they win it.
That could be it.
Landfill posted it. It's the damn reason. John and Joy, who's sitting up here laughing, sending me pictures of stuff.
Is this the most recent one that Curlin made?
No. That wasn't the one that Curlin made.
The original.
This is the one that I just got. I showed it to you.
Listen,
laughing at me.
One more win. B-Mitch is in a 2-2. I'm in on that. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Landville, of all the kinds of pies you could get right now, what would be the top of your list?
Key lime.
Ooh, key lime strong. Jeff?
But I could go for another nice sweet potato.
Brian?
I'll do coconut.
Dude, that's what I want, too. I'm craving coconut cream pie right now.
Not the cream pie, though. My mom did this coconut pie. Unbelievable.
Okay, I'm in on that, too.
Yeah.
That's very bizarre that we're both thinking coconut. Maybe we're spending too much time.
I don't think coconut. You think cream pie.
I'm good with either way, dude. Whatever you want. Pause. Andre's in Mitchellville.
Oh, boy.
What up, Dre? Give us your credit pie.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Oh, we good, man.
Good. I got two pies because B-Mitch, like you said, you got to give it up to ownership and Adam Peters and the coaches and Dan Quinn. But for the people who played yesterday and is on the sideline, I got to go 50% Timothy Daniels and the receiving core and the O-line. Didn't think the O-line was going to look as good as it's looking this year. 25% to the coaches, from Dan Quinn all the way down to the special team, Larry Izzo. All the coaches, they bring that energy, and you can see the passion that the players play with. 15% to Luvu and Lattimore. Luvu, certified dog. Lattimore, he gave us the fight to go against A.J. Brown. As you see, once he went down with the hamstring, St. Juice got in there. He got juiced. He can't be on the field. And then 10% to Luke McCaffrey, man. That was amazing work he did yesterday.
Great call. Thanks,
bro.
Buddy.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you, Andre.
Appreciate it.
All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to try to keep us relatively on time. You're welcome, Landfill. Early Christmas present. We got to run through some of these playoff scenarios. As long as the phones are lit up, though, we're taking calls all day. That game was just so much damn fun. I want to let folks respond. Tonight, Caps and Wiz are playing. Plus, you got Monday Night Football. Plus, your boy needs a decent little game out of Josh Jacobs if we're going to make it to the fantasy finals. Nobody go anywhere.